I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Tear Off My Clothes, an intro to the bracelet game. We're having a conversation about kinks, the fun things we'd like to try or try again, and the ways in which we'd like to tear into each other. This is the kind of foreplay I really love. Talking. Talking is my kink. Hearing someone tell me what they're into, whether confident statements or shy suggestions, it gets me hotter than anything else. So we're having a conversation about kinks, and he tells me he wants to tear off my clothes. Like, properly tear off my clothes, not just undress me quickly. Rip buttons and fabric and shove a thumb through the delicate lace of a pair of knickers and yank them to pieces with his bare fists. Hot. Unfortunately, clothes cost money and I'm quite fond of a lot of mine. I mostly wear a kind of uniform of the same pair of jeans and the same jumper, and I feel comfortable in this outfit. What's more, bras are a problem, because they're expensive and finding one that fits nicely is a challenge. I've only just bought 4 new bras because I can't get away with the same ragged M&S ones I've been making do with for years, and I'm not yet ready to abandon my new bras to the sex gods, no matter how sexy those gods. So he tells me it'd be fun to come up with a system whereby I could let him know that the clothes I'm wearing aren't precious. Some kind of signal, a bit like the handkerchief code, that I could use to tell him that right now I'm wearing trash that he has my permission to utterly fuck up. So when I get home, I dig out an old bracelet that I rarely wear anymore, and then I send him a photo of me wearing it and the following email. This bracelet means fuck me up. If I wear this bracelet, it means you have permission to fuck me up however you like, in ways that include, but aren't limited to, ripping my knickers off, cutting off any all clothing, fucking up my hair, makeup, face, any other part of me. The only limit is that if you want to smear makeup, slash slap me, slash fuck up my face, please take my glasses off first, because glasses are expensive and a pain in the ass to replace. So my glasses are the only thing that can't be destroyed. The rest of me can be destroyed, however you like. Don't feel like you have to do this stuff just because I'm wearing the bracelet, though. The bracelet is permission, not pressure. But yeah, the idea of this is incredibly hot, and it's made me want to inventory my clothes for the ones that would be the most appropriate to rip or cut off me. Feel free to fuck me up. So, next time I saw him, I wore the bracelet. I knew it would be hot when he ripped off my shirt. That I could predict. The satisfying speed with which he gripped the lapels of it in each hand and yanked it wide apart, sending buttons flying all over the kitchen floor. That was a known fact. That I would grin eagerly when he did this, also known. But what I didn't predict, what I don't think I could have properly imagined, was how filthy the sound of tearing denim would be. How, when he threw me onto the bed and attacked the hem of my jeans with bondage scissors, that was just the prelude to one of the sexiest images I could have hoped for. Looking down at him, broad shoulders, big hands, topless and crouched over me like he was ready to fight me for a fuck, as he gripped the denim in his bare fists and ripped it from ankle to crotch. Rip. The sound of it, my God. The view. Holy shit. The speed with which he got my jeans torn off. Oh. I barely had time to pause to appreciate how awesome it was to look down at my almost naked body at the strong, powerful shoulders of a hot guy ripping my jeans off before he got started on my knickers. These knickers were chosen not just for the fact that they were ready to be put out to pasture, but for the fact they were made of delicate, tearable lace. He's strong, but I worried for some reason that cotton ones would be harder to tear, that you'd need to start them off with scissors before you could get a decent rip. Lace? No worries there. They were shredded in less than a second, and then he pounced. And all the while we were fucking, as I clung to his shoulders and buried my face in the smell of him, as he was banging me with all the strength of a man who can rip denim with his bare fists, I heard the echo of that first rip in my head, and it gave me that gut punch of lust. The best fucks don't start when you get naked and end when you put your clothes on. The best fucks are ones that fizz around in your head for days and weeks afterwards. Every time I put my laundry away, I'm sorting clothes into keep and maybe good for the bracelet game. Every time I see the bracelet sitting on the mantelpiece in my living room, I'm wondering when I should wear it next. Thinking it might be fun, when the plague's over, to wear it to the pub. Playing with it occasionally to remind him that it's there and to let him know that when we get home he can tear off whatever I'm wearing. I write Christmas erotica based on the idea of having one's clothes cut off because the thought of it loops round my head for long after the fucking is done. When I get dressed in another pair of jeans, I'm remembering the sound of that rip and the sight of him kneeling at the edge of the bed, hunched and ready to tear off my clothes with his bare fucking hands. The bracelet game. You heard it here first. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn or help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet.